I'm Maureen McKinney for NPR Illinois and Illinois Issues in Depth. Anthony Myers, a 56-year-old African-American man from Joliet, says he believes he was fired from his longtime hotel management job because of his race.
I just found it really emotional, distressing. And even to talk about it now, it breaks my heart. Because I give the company everything I had.
Myers, who says you nearly drained his retirement savings while unemployed, is hardly alone in his distress.
Nobody's been left behind more than African-American workers. Illinois has done about the worst when it comes to creating economic opportunities and employment opportunities for African-Americans.
That's Robert Bruno, a University of Illinois professor who directs the labor education program there. He and other experts say an unequal education system bears a lot of the blame for why Illinois fares so poorly in comparison, but largely it is plain old-fashioned discrimination at work. Ralph Mertiri is executive director of the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability, a nonprofit think tank.
And it doesn't matter how you slice the data in Illinois, you do see racially disparate outcomes that can't be explained by anything other than discrimination.
The black unemployment rate in Illinois for the first quarter of this year was just over 9% as opposed to about 4% across the board. Since the Great Recession, there has been a gap between unemployment rates for blacks and whites that hasn't closed. Anthony Myers says he experienced that discrimination firsthand at the Fairmont Hotel Chicago, where he worked for more than 24 years, most recently as director of banquets. He says he believes racism led to him being dismissed in May 2016 after he was involved in a profanity-laced verbal exchange. He is black. The other employee involved was white. About a week after the incident, he was fired.
I wasn't as angry as I was shocked. I just couldn't believe that here I ran a department in a hotel for a company that generated $16 million plus annually and was treated like a hardened criminal.
The issue is further complicated when a lack of education and prison time are added to the mix. Marcus Butler, a 45-year-old African-American man, can relate. The Springfield resident has been unemployed except for day labor or part-time temporary work since October of 2016. That's when he was dismissed after 5 years from his post as a phlebotomist. He says another employee instigated a fight, and Butler was fired after defending himself. Since then, he says he's been able to get interviews, but not jobs.
Because I'm a convicted felon, you know, I have a few more hurdles to jump. But for some reason, when you get to, you know, that infamous line number 7, you know, have you been convicted? But in the long run, they seem to always have a better candidate, or we're going in a different direction.
Butler spent 7 years in prison for stealing a purse when he was high on heroin. Since his release, he's volunteered at several youth organizations. Among other efforts, he's helped young people to prepare for the GED. He says he recognizes that his own lack of a bachelor's degree holds him back. The African-American youth he is helping may also have been plagued by what Ralph Mertiri from the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability calls unequal and inadequate education. African-American kids predominantly come from impoverished neighborhoods with poor tax bases, he says. Illinois ranks last in the portion of school funding paid for by state-based resources and first in the amount of property taxes used to fund education. A spokeswoman for Governor Bruce Rauner wrote in an email that he's noted the decades-old situation as a problem. Last year, he signed bipartisan education funding reform into law. Ralph Mertiri says education funding reform means that school districts will receive state money based on needs such as low-income population. Anthony Myers, the hotel employee fired after working 24 years at the Fairmont, says he has some hope for better treatment of African Americans after getting a new job at another hotel.
Been an eye-opening experience to see what it's like to be treated like a human being and not to be looked at as a black man versus a white man's world.
I'm Maureen McKinney.